take the edge off. More like radio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And the show that is better than getting sixth place participation award at summer camp. We're going back to our roots tonight, me and Joe. It is just he and I, just audio, no phone calls, the way we used to do it at TBQ. The best way to get in touch with us tonight is the Davin's Den Facebook page. That is in effect. I can chat with you there. You can also hit up the morelikeradio.com chat book. I'll be monitoring that. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and joining me in studio, Long Island's own Joe Footcurry.
Hello there. How you doing?
Pretty cracking yourself up.
Because we're used to a big, fancy studio.
We'll get to that in a second. Well, not with us tonight is the lovely and talented Pip Helix.
Poor thing. She's sick.
After last week's show, she just kind of keeled over. She was like dying on the ride home.
Much like the benefactor.
Yeah. Well, yes, and our benefactor, Mr. Anthony Cumia, got himself a case of the whooping cough.
Yeah.
So, here's a lesson for you. If you got a cold, don't be hanging out in the hot tub late at night on a chilly evening.
There you go, boys and girls.
So, yeah. Very loud. Joe, turn us down a little bit.
Okay.
John levels down. But, yeah, as we started, Joe and I, at WTBQ, which was a local radio station a couple miles from my house, and we had a professional engineer and sound guy, and sometimes they got the stuff right, most of the times they didn't, but we had some good equipment, some good backup. Then we went with our pal Anthony, the millionaire, and we were working with some top-notch equipment who none of us really know how to use, including Anthony, so we had that. And now we figured we needed a plan B because Anthony gets sick a lot. So now we're not the compound, we're a compound junior.
Compound junior or compound W.
Yes. There's not 20-year-old biddies hanging around. We got some 60-year-old broads in a one-piece running around outside. So there's not green screen, but I do have some green construction paper from my daughter. So it's a little bit back to basics.
But we're here. That's the important part. We're here.
Yes.
And to tell you the truth, I just got in here and I sat down. And to tell you the truth, I think we got a more sophisticated setup than TBQ.
You taking a little shot?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'll take a shot. I'm not kidding.
Well, I do have to. I have to give some kudos. First, I have to give kudos to you, Joe, because when I was talking to the people at morelikeradio.com, everybody except for the boss man at morelikeradio.com suggested the mixer that you picked. Yeah. So you get full credit for that.
Well, you also have to thank Dave at Hate Speech Radio, who actually suggested the mixer as well.
Very true. And also a special thank you and love to Marianne at More Like Radio. She's got the Love and Lust show. She was on the phone with me all day, walking me through this. And then we had, what else did we have? I think we had, we might have had, I don't know if we had Dutch on the phone. We had Hammy on the phone.
We had Dutch. We got Dutch on the phone.
We had Ashley. They were very impressed with my computer knowledge, which is none, which tells you the people that they're used to dealing with. But they walked me through it. Marianne got me through this completely. So she's actually recording. See, Stupid forgot to hit Audacity already. See, look at that. I already forgot. But Marianne's got this covered, so you guys can hear this replay.
See, yes. Tonight we are shaking the bugs out of the system that we have rigged up.
Not out of the show.
Not out of the show. Well, the show, there, we stink, so you can't help that. But out of the equipment, we are shaking things out. So if we hit a small glitch, be patient, and we'll figure it out. But for the most part, we are here, we are on, and we are ready to have a good time.
So, Joe, what's been going on with you since I last saw you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
you saw him, did you?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow, that sounds like quite the story.
Oh, no, I had a good weekend. I worked with Bob Kelly. I worked with Bob Kelly last weekend at McGuire's, and that was very fun working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting ready to get the B part of the studio set up. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, good deal. Now, I do want to say we're going to be talking in just a few minutes about the worst mothers of the past year in honor of Mother's Day. We'll get into that a little bit. We're also going to do the comedy awards. We don't usually cover awards, but shows, but we'll do the comedy awards. But I had another kind of hell gig. Seems to be what my calendar is these days, hell gigs. Any gig I show up to is a hell gig.
Yeah, it takes what you can get.
Well, I mean, my gig at the brokerage on Friday was very good. So thank you, Evan Weiss. Thank you, everybody at the brokerage. On Sunday, I did another one of these private parties. I get a lot of these private parties down at Seaside Heights. So, you know, make a day of it, bring the family and everything.
Right.
Lovely people on the phone. But, I mean, and they were nice, but they just weren't getting the jokes right away.
Well, what was the age group of them?
It was like 50s, 40s, 30s.
Really?
You know, I mean, it was a good age group. Now, you're in that big U. You know, if you don't know what that is, a listening audience, it's like the comics in the middle of the dance floor and people are all around you, which is not ideal for comedy. You
it's know? More like for a lynching.
Yeah, well, as the case may be. I mean, they're very lovely. So the husband, it's the stepmom's 50th birthday.
Right.
Husband goes up to me, and he wants me to make fun of her. You never make fun of the guest of honor when she's a woman
right.
at these things.
Right.
So he has been with her for 33 years, been married really? 33. The weird part is they met when she was 16 and a half. So he's a pedophile.
All right. Well, you're a creep.
Or he's the other half of a very successful radio show. And it's not me or Joe. I said successful radio show.
Yes, successful.
So I was kind of doing a lot of pedophile jokes, and those seem to work out really well and everything.
Always go with pedophile.
You know, pedophilia is always funny. And then, this guy, what he does is Italian off the boat, still speaks with the accent. And what he does now is he sells liquor. So he's got all these liquor salesmen there.
Really?
Yeah, so he's more and more like our pal.
Do you have any samples?
I did not get it. Actually, I did get a shot. So, I'm doing my thing, you know, slogging through as the case may be,
right.
You know, and one of the drunken salesmen tells me I should get Rogaine. Now, I'm not going bald, I don't think.
Bend your head over. One more time. Yeah, well, maybe the start of it.
The start of it. I'm 37. I'm holding on well.
Okay, I understand.
I mean, certainly not a Rogaine situation.
Hey, listen. When I was your age, I started getting to that stage when I was 24.
I know. I've seen the pictures.
Yes.
Fortunately, you had the porno mustache going strong.
That was the look back then.
Sure, it was.
It was.
If you were Dirk Diggler.
That was the look back then.
So it's a big penis, but you didn't bring that into the equation.
I'll slap you across the face with that.
I don't want to hear that. We don't have sound effects tonight. So he starts in with me, and here's the thing. At a private event, you really can't attack people back like
right.
you would at a club. At a club, you rip them a new one, you move on with it.
Right.
You're making the butt of the joke. At a private event, you kind of take your bitch slapping and everything.
Yeah.
So we're slogging along through it. It's hit or miss. There's good moments and everything. Now he starts to like me. He really like. Now he comes up, he gives me a shot, he's my pal, he's got his arm around me, he's like, you people need to be laughing, these people need to be loosening up.
He's one of those guys where you liked him better when he was your enemy.
and then he attacks another salesman, starts going at him. They start, and I'm like, and I go, no, you guys go on, you're eating up a lot of my time.
Because
it's one of the gigs where the agency tells them an hour. You don't want to do an hour at a private party. You want to do 15 or 20 minutes.
25 minutes the max.
Yeah, exactly.
But so the agency wants to make money, so they take the hour and they throw you under the bus and you got to figure it out.
Money. That's what they also take.
Yeah, right.
But so he's going on. Then he's like, you know what? We need an intermission for everybody to get drinks.
What?
Exactly.
Are you kidding? And your new friend said that?
Well, yeah, of course.
He's not a friend.
Well, he is, because, again, that eats up time.
So you put the intermission right into that.
Well, he told the DJ hit the music, and we heard big butts. So I'm like, okay, I'm just like watching, I'm like, this is the most fucked up gig ever, but really not. I have a lot of them. So then some people are scattering, but most people are kind of sitting, waiting to see what's going to go next. So then this old broad, probably about 75, she starts to make a move for it. I don't know where she's going. Maybe she was going to move to the bar. She got about a step or two and then took a face plant.
Hey, that's coming off the clock.
Of course.
You peel the old gal off the floor.
But that's what it is. She's all spread out, all splayed out, because she might have broken her hip. She's not moving. So now everybody's gathering around. So what do? Do I attend to her? Do I give play-by-play?
I got to get a drink with the other people.
But it's kind of awkward in the middle of a show.
No, it throws your timing off.
Yeah.
Some old gal getting face-planted.
So, I mean, but again, this is eating into the clock, but I've never had a woman almost break a hip. She was fine.
Right.
As it turns out.
Caught the old gal off.
So we've had the SWAT team called on me in the middle of a set. I've done my show in the middle of fist fights.
Right.
And everything. But now I got a woman down over here. I might have lost.
Woman down. Hold the dick jokes. Hold the dick jokes. Woman down.
So finally she's up. She seems to be okay.
Right.
I mean, there was like 10 people. And she's right next to me.
Right.
Of course. So it's not like I could step over her. So I close it. So I said something. I go, come on, people. Like, raise the roof. And I point to her. But not you. We'll bend at the knees. And that got a big laugh. And I got the hell out of there. And there's no complaints that I
So you did that joke. Thank you. Good night.
That's pretty much it.
You take the money. You get the check.
It was cash.
It's all that counts.
It was cash. My kid had a good day at the beach. There my softball team got bitch slapped like it hasn't been bitch slapped in the morning.
Oh, really?
And I got bitch slapped like I've been getting bitch slapped quite a bit. So, you know, your normal Sunday.
So what happened with the softball team? Now, is the league starting against the new?
The league's starting. We are 2-1. Yeah, for those that aren't longtime fans, we went to the finals and lost in the last game last year. Good team. Good Jewish softball team. Lots of arguing. You bet you. But we got...
They're called... you didn't tell them the name. They're the litigators.
Oh, you're an asshole. We are not. We're the tribe. The Wanderer. Unfortunately, this week, the tribe couldn't find home.
You really call it tribe?
Yeah, we're called the tribe.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I got into it a little bit with our manager, who's a great guy. We got these new guys, and one of them is very good, because we lost a couple players. One of them, he does not understand the concept of hitting the cutoff man. He does not understand the concept that, hey, stupid, your arm isn't strong enough to throw somebody out at home plate, and you should throw to second base. So me and him got into it, but I don't want to get into softball. Hello, kids. Hippo Jesus here. We got all the folks from More Like Radio listening.
Hello, gang. How are you?
So we don't have the creatures of the compound. We have the midgets of More Like Radio.
Midgets
of More I didn't want to call them morons because they're smarter than I am.
Oh, really? You just called them midgets?
They could be tall. I haven't seen them. I've only seen their avatars.
Let's accept that they're tall.
They might be as tall as their avatars.
Let's accept the fact that they can go on a ride at Disneyland.
Yes, we will accept that. Okay. Fact. So, Joe, to continue where we continued last week. Last week, for those of you who weren't listening, I have this woman who I love very much, who I just met about a week ago on Facebook. We've fallen madly in love. She's written me poetry and everything. She's from Hawaii, but lives in Africa now, as chance would be.
And what's the name of the country? Because it's a very big country.
Benin? Benin. Benin.
Benin. Benin.
And this relationship is now benign.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were a little bit on the rocks last week, Joe.
Yeah, it got a little rough.
It got a little bit rough. You know, Dice Clay. I was touring with Dice and the Three Stooges, as I'm wont to do, and everything.
That's something off the bucket list.
Well, you know, Dice got a hold of my Facebook page, told everybody I suck cock, which got a couple of likes. Went off on Flory, who's the girl. She did not like talking to Dice. She felt Dice was a little abrasive. So I had to backpedal. I mean, because you got to know Dice is to love Dice.
You know,
so,
sometimes your new friends might hit, you know.
So we, so we called her up around 3 a.m. her time.
Yes.
Because she would want that. And, yes. And we woke her up, and she seemed very confused and non-Hawaiian sounding. Which is shocking because I can't imagine this woman lying to me.
Oh no!
If you want to get the archives, it's on davincomedy.com. The video, I'll put up the audio. It's actually a pretty funny show. So that's where we were. Everything was forgiven because I called her.
Right.
And it's taken a turn today, Joe. It's been tumultuous.
Tumultuous. Now tumultuous means there's tears and talking and
we're
hashing things out.
There's some hurt feelings.
Really?
Yes. Let's see. Oh, okay. So she wrote me the next day, the next day after the phone call, which was Friday. And this is a short one, so I'll read this one. dealing with your stupid idiot. Just because your friend wants to get laid, and you're the Anthony Whisperer, you ruin a good bit.
But anyway, I didn't ruin the bit.
By the way, the feedback on the bit has been very good.
Okay. All right.
So, hey, Davin, this is verbatim. I am in girlfriend house now waiting to chat with you.
Girlfriend house, that's where we were broadcasting last week.
English is supposedly her first language. She wrote it to me, so it must be true.
I'm in girlfriend house.
Girlfriend house, her phone and internet were going to get cut off. I had to pay for it. I had to send the payment to Muhammad. Good luck.
Yes.
If you did not send the money to Mr. Muhammad, good luck today, as you promised me, so that the will reconnect my internet today. And also my
repeat
phone.
That. Repeat that one. So
I'm not screwing up. So that the will reconnect my internet today, and also my phone bill. I am for you online now. Sure enough.
Words of love. Words of love.
To be completely honest with you, the listener, I was kind of burned out on this thing because I had donated hours to the shenanigans and I didn't feel like talking with my love for a couple of days. So I had radio silence. So on Sunday, I...
broke the ice.
I said, hey, babe, I'm sorry I've not been in touch. My wife, without my consent... flew in to help me out because I was just in the hospital.
Right.
You know.
Now, to give you an answer, what were you in the hospital with? You were very...
It never came up, but the alibi was going to be I had a day-old fish sandwich at a truck stop, which... You know,
I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
She never asked me really what the ailments were.
Right.
But that was going to be my alibi. This is what I lose sleep over. So I'm basically saying that my wife has flown in to be with me. I'm not getting any free time to myself. So, you know, I really want to make our relationship grow. The only way I said, I'll be in touch soon. And I tell her, please say hello to your mom for me, because she lives with her mom. I do hope to meet the angel that...
Because you always want to get on the good side of the mother.
I said, I do hope to meet the angel that birthed you someday soon. I miss you.
Pay you.
This isn't how I would really get a woman, stupid.
I know that. No, because nobody in their right mind would write things like that. But it's just
club
so
over the head. But I show my penis, go, eh?
But
eh?
The great part of this is that you've got the license to write the most cornball shit.
And I am.
And she's digging it because she wants your money so you could just force
No, Joe, don't cast aspersions. Not yet. I'm just trying to help out a nice Christian girl. She walks with the Lord.
Yeah, trying to pick up the change. Kidding me?
So, good morning to you. How was your weekend? Hope you're okay. I've been waiting for you. Now comes the poetry. You are my happiness, a very special blessing God has given to me. Yada, yada, yada. We get all the poetry. I'm not going to do it again. There's face trials in the relationship. All the poetry that was cut and pasted, I'm guessing. Now, her writing.
Right.
Underneath, my beloved Davin, do you want, you still want to pay my internet?
Repeat that. Please repeat that.
My beloved Davin, do you want, you still want to pay my internet bill to Mr. Muhammad Goodluck?
Could you promise me something? If you do get married to her, could you write your own vows?
Sure. Of course, Joe. Hers might take an hour and a half. All right, where was I? What is your opinion about that? Really stupid.
Well, if I can figure it out.
If you don't want to help me, you do let me know so that I will look for another solution. Meaning, let's go on the Facebook friend list.
Really?
Hope to hear from you soon. So that was yesterday. So I said my weekend was okay. There's so much going on. I got so much going
now,
on.
Now, I hate to interrupt. Just to give a little preface, did she mention the call at all last week?
No. She did, which was a shame because it was a nice call.
All right. I don't want to jump the gun. And the upcoming theme of this, did you mention the call at all last week?
Did I mention the call? Let's see. I did mention it. Let's see.
All right, don't. I just wanted to preface it.
I'll read a little paragraph. I'll read what.
Read it and get that. I'm just
hello,
curious.
My beloved Flory. My weekend was okay. There's just so much going on right now that it is hard to catch my breath. Never a moment alone. Never a moment to think. I did a show this weekend and a woman fell and almost broke her hip. Well, that part's true. Can you imagine?
You're bitching everybody about that, Jake.
Even to my beloved in Africa. Quite scary for everybody, but she was okay. To answer your question, of course I wish to help you. There has been some issues that have arisen that I wanted to talk to you about when I called, but you seemed a little sleepy, so I bit my lip. Now I wish to try and solve them on my own so I can go forward. I don't want to trouble your beautiful soul with the details. I am doing my best.
Trouble your beautiful soul?
Yeah, I know it was a bunch of horseshit.
Hey, you.
Of course. I'm not trying to woo you.
I don't care, but that's what makes it fun. You can write manure like that and get away with it.
I don't want to be like a jabroni. I'm trying to be,
I understand. A sensitive, kind guy with a checkbook.
She's cutting and pasting me poetry. At least I should write her some.
Yeah. At least you can do.
But lawyers and accountants, you know how they can be. Just tell Mr. Goodluck that somebody will be in touch as soon as possible and that I will handle all late fees that accrue. Now, before I go on, the plan for tonight was my lawyer, Joe.
That's me.
Called Mr. Mike McClinton.
Mike McClinton, because Mike McClinton is a good lawyer that works for Interscope Records.
There's a picture of an African. It could look like this on my screen, more like radio, smiling like that. My beloved has no tits and is a dude. No, this was actually a woman. Is this her? No, hippo juice. This person's hotter. No, so the plan was for Joe to call Mr. Goodluck tonight, because as we went over the letter last week to attention to Mr. Big Papa Pump, that's how I wanted to be addressed in this letter, Joe had some questions on my behalf for this $426 American phone bill and internet bill. So, but that's not going to happen now. I'll read you what happened. So let me ask you, my love, would your feelings change for me if I could not pay this bill? Would you disappear as suddenly as you appeared? And then I wrote, in Hawaiian, because she grew up in Hawaii, aloha au ya'o. I love you, in Hawaiian.
So you had to stop. And where did you find out how to say I love you in Hawaiian?
You can find out a lot of things on the internet. Sure.
Not just for porn or podcasts anymore.
Born in podcast. I thought that was a nice touch.
I think it was delightful, yes.
I'm being very nice.
Yes, and you're trying to speak to her in the native tongue to show her that you actually took the time out to learn a phrase that displays love in her language that she never ever was at.
No, and there's no appreciation, Joe. And that's really what I think hurts the most. You know, that I have a good show. Okay. I'd love to do the podcast sometime. Of course you would. You want to come to my basement? It's my all right.
We're trying to rouse the other guy.
So that was my last thing, Joe.
Right.
I think everything's good. I get to see this message today. Hello, Davin. I am done with you, and don't ever ask me such stupid question. I am not your maid. Live me alone and stay with your wife. Well, she shouldn't suffer. This will be enough of this ride. No, no, no. You can't play game with me. Yes, 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 I can. I think I have.
You know what the bad part is? I'm kind of bummed.
Well, Joe, the fun doesn't have to end. We have phone numbers.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a sudden turn, considering we had so much, don't you think, Joe?
I think there was a very big thing going on there. I don't know how could she do that to you?
She's turning, because I ask her a question, because she's constantly asking me, am I going to pay the bill, am I going to pay the bill? Like a fucking, like a prostitute with the Secret Service. Relax, lady, you're going to get a fraction of your money.
Yeah.
So then I write back, because now I'm very distraught.
Oh, this is heavy-duty stuff
this
here.
You know, I got to get this podcast on the air, but then my love life is falling apart. I was going to leave the wife and kid for her.
Mm-hmm.
What game? Bunch of question marks. I'm very concerned.
Well, you are. I mean, all you're trying to do is help, and she comes off with this. You told her you loved her in Hawaiian. Well, I mean, what more could a gal want?
You would think, Joe. Now you're understanding my hurt.
I understand. I understand your hurt completely. Read on, my friend.
I will. I am going through a lot of stuff since the hospital and the cancellation of tour dates. Well, part of that's true.
Well, yeah, and the joke is?
I wasn't in the hospital, but my lawyers are extremely skeptical of Muhammad Goodluck since he shows up nowhere on the internet and you accuse me of playing games. If my attorneys had their way, they would have called the authorities on him for running a scam.
Yes.
To take this approach that you've taken makes me think you just wanted money. Did I not call you last week when I said I would too? When I said I would?
Jesus, you're writing like hard now.
I forgot a comma, stupid. I didn't mangle the language. I forgot a comma. When I said I would to try and discuss this with you, what about forever? You can just shut off such feelings? Davin, I don't care for your fucking money. I think you do.
Her grammar got a lot better.
Everybody knows fuck. Do I know you before? Do you feed me? I do struggle to pay my bills every month. Since I don't know you, how can you make stupid comment that Mr. Muhammad Goodluck is running scams, really? Tell your stupid attorneys that he is...
Hey, hey, hey! You're talking about Michael McQuinton Esquire.
Well, it's a be fair, Joe. It's spelled L-I-E-R, so maybe you just lay down. You're not really... Maybe... Maybe not the one who tells untruths. Davin, respect yourself and stay away from me. I am not beggar. Well, you kind of are.
You are.
You kind of did ask me for money after a couple of days of hot, boring conversations.
Yes.
That I made fun making fun of your stupidity.
Hot, boring conversation.
Oh, I was very funny.
Hot, boring conversation.
I told you that. I mean, if you're going to have this phone type of relationship, there should be an inclination to stick your hand down your pants. There should be some type of fun.
It was all
poetry and bullshit.
I really am stunned. I mean,
this has taken a horrible turn.
It has. I feel
almost
bad
didn't
for
go
you.
On tonight because of this.
I don't blame you.
So this is what I wrote to her.
You've got to get it back.
Well, I don't know, Joe. It might be hard. Flory, nobody ever called you a beggar. On the air we have.
No.
I have not impugned. I thought that would confuse her. Your character at all.
What does that mean?
I thought it might confuse you.
Okay.
What I am telling you is my money is controlled by my attorneys and accountants. And
Michael McClinton Esquire.
Yes. And the accountants. And the letter Goodluck sent does not look like the letter from a manager at a communications company. Let alone a communications company that doesn't exist. You should be as concerned about this, if not more so than I am. I wanted to discuss this with you on the phone the other night. You said to me yourself that you don't know Muhammad Goodluck very well. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you get this matter settled, and I'm trying to get you a fashion job in the United States. What do I get? You screaming expletives at me. That hurts. It really does. Now remember, she's studying fashion, really knows nothing about fashion, but she could tell me that she has good shape. So because she has good shape, and it's not really her, but because she has good shape, that she will get fashion job, and she's going to go on the road with me and make money as dance in flamenco and salsa and dance like that.
You know what? The way the comedy business has been, that's not a bad angle.
I should like to dance.
I think you should pay the $400 to get her ass over here and start her clicking away in front of your act. And that's not a thing against you, is the way the business is
paid. I don't know what she looks like, Joe. If I thought she was a hottie, you know, maybe she would have gotten the $426 phone bill. You really? Go. You need to bundle, you stupid bitch. I'll send Cablevision over there right now. I don't want them. Davin, I don't need your help anymore. You're not sincere. I think that was sincere. I hate you. Wow.
Wow.
Don't ever tell me that you are looking for a fashion job for me. God will provide job for me. Really?
Really?
And I believe one day I will be in USA. Probably incarcerated. I am not. I am done with your fucking job.
Ooh, she gets. You know, she gets very terse when she's angry.
She leaves off the G too. Yeah. Don't worry about my condition. God will provide all needs to me. Davin, you are not my God. No, Facebook is.
Yes.
Wow, somebody who loves God so much sure is filled with rage.
Really?
This is what I wrote to her.
Well, I don't. You know what? She. I don't know if she's the right girl for you. I mean, you know...
But, Joe, it seems so real. She was always concerned where my wife
concerned
was.
Concerned and beloved and wanted to know where things were. But when things don't go her way, she gets kind of all uppity.
You think it might have been shenanigans on her part, Joe?
I don't think so. I think she's a lovely girl.
So you think... Did I screw up, Joe?
Well, you know, you wanted to bring the lawyer in, and maybe that you were questioning her integrity, and I don't think that was right.
Contesting Mr. Muhammad Goodluck.
I know, and Mr. Muhammad Goodluck would be no match for Mr. Michael McClinton Esquire. I know, and you know, and once you know, I mean, you got a lawyer that you know was working for Interscope Records that was cutting a multi-million-dollar deal. That's going to go up against this Mr. Goodluck. You know, it could have been rough, and maybe that Flory caught on to this. And was insulted by that.
Maybe
she's
a fan of the
band. Well, somebody should be. And believe me, she'd probably get the $400 because we're throwing money at all sorts of things in that band.
It's not about you and your stupidity tonight.
It's about you, my friend.
And my stupidity.
Yes, sir.
So, wow. Somebody who loves God so much sure is filled with rage. What about all the poetry and prose? What about all the love in your heart? Was it all lies? Scratch that. You are a sincere girl who is just looking for help from people on Facebook. Do you need my help because you've started collecting Facebook friends again? We're up to 9 or 10. Maybe you're not what you seem. Maybe none of us is. Maybe this is just the beginning. That's what I said to her.
You perplex me on that way. All right, continue.
And the final communication. Davin, I am tired of your stupidity.
She's tied.
She's tied. So don't bother yourself for another person's problems. Meanwhile, it's up to me to carry my cross. I am blessed. Really?
Wow.
Have another bowl of fly, stupid. So, here is where we are.
Ah, alrighty. Where do we go from here, my friend?
This is the question. We could do the phone call tonight because I could call, and I do have speakerphone on my phone, and I have a calling card.
Mm-hmm.
I could call her myself,
mm-hmm.
try to work this out, but I kind of think that ship has sailed. I think the calling of Muhammad Goodluck for my attorneys to work this out might have sailed. Although we could play that angle that you understand there's a problem and you want to try to solve this. Or we could just annoy the fucking piss out of her for weeks to come and call her up in the middle of the night and play air horns.
Okay, look. This is what I think you should do, my friend.
No, this is us. This is a team effort.
All right.
You need to help
this
me
is,
in my time of
okay,
need.
Okay, this is friend to friend, okay? You're in a very bad time of need. I think, and usually when you get in a fight with a girl, and she means a lot to her, you know, she means a lot to you, mm-hmm. you get on the phone, and you go, look, I don't want this to end. You're very special to me. We had something, and I wanted to call you personally, and I wanted to talk to you. We need to work this out. I think we should pay her a call.
But I also find Joe, and I'm not against calling her, mm-hmm. but I find sometimes time goes on, feel bad. Would it have more impact if I call her in a week from now at the compound? Call her in a week from now and go, listen, I've been missing you for this past week. I thought I could go on without you. What can we do? I'm heartbroken. Would that pay more? Because now it's, you know, there's still a lot of anger. There's still a lot of anger. There's a lot of fucking going on, Joe. A lot of fucking. And not the good type of fucking.
I don't know. I think that she needs to get a phone call because you need to settle this up and just to pour your heart out.
But here's the problem, Joe. I don't have an air horn tonight. At the compound, we'll have sound effects. And we could have seagulls. And we could have all sorts of horrible things. And crying children. And we could just wake her up and torture her. I kind of am upset, Joe, because I feel like I've been taken.
You have, my friend. You have. And it's not right. And I feel for you very dearly.
Well, if anybody in the More Like Radio message board has an opinion, or the Facebook, or the Davin's End Facebook page, write it up, send it my way. We'll move on with the show. This issue...
Yes, we want to hear, you know, why should my... That's my... Now, folks, my friend is in a very deep, deep, sensitive situation here. My, you know, everybody has an opinion. I think we're all friends. Chime on in and see what my pal should do. Should we call her tonight and plead his feelings, or should we let it ride a week? Maybe some more sensitive Facebook messages, and maybe we could try to give a call next week. So let's see what you folks think. To
but,
see
but
how
keep in mind, there will be phone calls. So the options on the table are we let it slide for next week, or I call her up this week and try to plead my heart out, or my attorney, Michael McClinton, calls Muhammad Goodluck this week in a last-ditch effort to try to get this
done. I would do this. I would plead to your beloved to let me keep this going and get her trust back, and then we'll let Michael McClinton speak to Mr. Goodlove.
All in one night?
Well, no, we could bait it along. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but if I'm going to reach out to her, I have to have the phone call of the Mr. Goodluck. And her have to be kind of close. So at least if I have Michael McClinton call Muhammad Goodluck ahead of time, I can then Facebook her in a couple of days and go, listen, I don't know if you spoke to Muhammad, but my attorney called. I want to get this solved.
Right.
I mean, there is that angle.
Right. Well, we could do that.
So, all right. So, you know, we're going to move on to our Mother's Day stuff. Think about this. Write it here on the message board. If not, it'll just be like when we were TBQ and we'll fly solo and make this shit up as we go along. So that's where we are with that. Let's move on to the worst mothers. Now, listen, we all have mothers that we love. I'm sure, I don't know if my girlfriend in Flurry does, but we all have mothers that we love and that have been good moms. But there are some bad mothers in the past year. And we like to do a little countdown of the worst mothers. Joe and I are going to battle back and forth, get the top three worst mothers. Now, the one rule for this, and this bothered Joe a little bit as I found out today, is the kids can't be seriously physically injured or killed. Because while, yes, those are really terrible mothers that did that, there's a little bit less of a ha-ha factor, I find, when you find out a kid was shoved into a microwave and popped like popcorn. And those stories are out there, too. So, Joe, would you like me to lead off, or would you like to go?
You could lead off. So I gotta find somebody with some little bastard doesn't get off. But go.
All right. My first contender in the number three slot. Mom wants kids to pee for drug test. I already got Joe laughing. That's a good sign.
Really?
Angela Henderson of Jupiter, Florida. Always Florida.
Yeah, well, it's a transient state.
Was a mom with a pot habit. Unfortunately, she had a drug test coming up and she needed clean pee. What do you do in that situation? Well, you got three kids right there with perfectly healthy pee. You load them up with Gatorade, you shut off the toilets, and you make them pee in bowls.
You shut off the toilet.
She shut
Mommy,
up.
The toilet roll for you. What are you going to do? Piss in his cup.
That's what she was doing. She was collecting the pee and everything. So, yeah. So finally, they texted the dad. So that's what happened. The dad called the authorities. Here's the thing. If you smoke weed, and she was a big pot smoker, it does stand to reason that there's going to be plenty of bowls on hand to collect the pee. Would you agree with that?
Yes, they could pee in the bong.
Now, Joe, if you were going to eat at her house, I would recommend don't use the good china. Ask for the paper.
Can I get a plastic cup?
No,
I see you have a load of them.
Could it be argued that this is lucid thinking by a pothead, that she's trying to scam and she's doing the right thing? Could you make that argument, Joe?
Well, it depends. No, you know why? Because she's using her children to facilitate her continuing smoking pot. It's an awful thing to do. You're using your children? It's awful.
Who would ever use their kids?
Yeah.
Well, here's one. If I'm one of those kids, you know what I do? I say, you know what, Mom? Here's the deal. I'm not going to pee in this bowl. I'm going to pee on your clothes and your sheets and let you fucking wring it out. Mark your territory.
No, you know what I would do? I'd like, all right, hold on. Hold the phone here. Before there's any peeing, there's going to be an iPod.
But you got to pee, Joe. I mean, you're loading up. I mean, there's not that type of negotiation.
Hey, if I want an iPod or I want, like, you know, the new Call of Duty or something like that, I'm holding out. I will bloat up like a tick before 1 ounce of urine comes out of me to facilitate this broad smoke, my mom smoking pot.
I don't think I can hold it that long. I why can't they run out of the house? I don't know. But this is my candidate for number three, worst mom from last Mother's Day today, Joe. I think she's a strong candidate. Let's see what you got, my friend. No kids can die.
All right, let's see what we got here. No kids can die?
Yeah. Big AZ Retro pissed. Next week, you should have the girl on the show. Sorry, I don't know her name. Flory.
Flory.
Just listen for the first time last week. Call her as your passed-off wife. I like that. We could have Pip, the girl who's usually with us, because she was at one of the plans was my wife was going to call very jealous. I do like now. The only thing is, she can kind of see when I'm on Facebook. She did defriend me, and I don't think she's that bright.
Oh, she defriended you.
Oh yes, that happened last week.
I didn't know that,
and I did not refriend her. But okay. Yeah, we were defriended when the whole hubbubaloo when I had to call her.
Right.
She defriended me, which hurts. A defriending is worse than anything you can do, Joe. If you defriend me, do I not bleed?
You bleed.
I bleed. You bleed. I like that idea, Big AZ Rich. That's a possibility. But then if I'm off. Passed off wife. Wait a minute, as my passed off wife?
I think he spelled it like she would have.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's what I'm laughing at. Because he's probably, I hope, Rich, you're writing it as the way she would write it.
Is it my pissed off wife? Is it my wife is it the ghost of my wife that passed on? Or am I dead?
Please say pissed, but you said it is passed, because that'll make the bit.
We could step that up. But again, the question is, does Muhammad Goodluck have to make that phone call first? I mean, Michael McClinton make that call first to Muhammad Goodluck.
Well, if Muhammad Goodluck is not that chummy, so he says, with Flory.
I think it's all a lie.
Yeah, why am I... Yeah, it's horse shit. Why am I... I'm sitting... Well, you know, what am I, an idiot? Well, no, don't answer that. There'll be none of that. Let's see.
All right, well, we'll move on. We can think about it. Move on. Give me your mom. We'll come back to this as it goes.
All right. A Homewood woman left her 13-month-old daughter in a car overnight for about 10 hours with the windows and the sunroof open while violent thunderstorms raged outside, Pittsburgh police said Thursday. Child welfare workers are caring for the girl. Her mother, Brandy Morgan, 25, who police said forgot about the child.
Wait, where's she from? In a store?
In a car.
Well, that happens a lot, Joe.
For 13 hours?
That's a little excessive. Usually they die.
For 10 hours, rather.
Usually they die after one or two.
Yeah, with the windows and the sunroof open while violent thunderstorms raged outside.
Well, he didn't want the girl to overheat.
Yeah. He wanted to drown either. So, the mother, Brandy Morgan, said she forgot about the child and faces a hearing next week on endangerment charges.
Huh. Which is war? I think mine's more creative. I think my mother actually schemed.
Now, are we going for the creative part or the flat out stupid part?
Well, I think they're all pretty stupid, Joe. I think we've established you're all stupid. Oh, Big AZ Rich Road and pissed. Okay.
Oh, good boy, good boy, good.
I think all these women are stupid. I think we can establish that, Joe. There's not a brain surgeon in this group here. But I think for the outright scheming. I think mine. And she had three kids involved. And, I mean, moms are always leaving kids in cars. They just usually would do it with the windows up and the kid dies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which would make it ineligible. I think mine on this one, Joe, just for the creativity. And and the wanting to continue your drug use. Your drug use is more important than your kids.
All right, so ingenuity beats out stupidity.
In this case. Go with your number two, my friend.
Okay, if I could find it. Why don't you do yours?
All right. I think I feel good about this one, Joe. My number two worst mom. Mom has 6-year-old film her gangbangs. I know it's going to be good when I got Joe laughing.
We can't kill a kid. We can't kill the children. I got five great good Joe death stories here.
I saw those two.
How am I going to beat that? How am I going to beat a mother filming a gangbang without orphaning a little kid?
You know from April Fool's, I take these shows very seriously. All right, here's my story.
What, did you give her a little stepladder and a bullhorn? Harder! Harder! Harder!
It wasn't directing.
Well, that's the next step.
So we all agree sex is fun, except when you're doing it with an African online on Facebook, then it's just boring and you want to kill yourself. Why she's living with a partner, this mother. But why should living with a partner slow down your sex life? Right? You want to, and why not do it with multiple partners at once? She would have up to 6 dudes over at once.
At once.
That is way too much schlong.
All their stepdads.
That's too many schlongs for me. 4, it's a party. 6, it's too much. Now, if you're having that much sex, you're probably good at it. Would you agree with that, John?
Yeah, you need to know what you're doing, and quickly. Because you got to move it along.
Sure. But I think anybody will tell you, practice makes perfect, like you're saying.
Yes.
And really, the only way to perfect such techniques is you should film it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to play it back. Rewind.
Well, let's say you're a pitcher. You know, you want to right. You
I
know.
Think she's a receiver. Right?
She's a catcher.
That mitt must be pretty worn.
You know, you want to film it, slow mo it, see what things could have been done better. Look at your speed. Look at your timing, your rhythm. You know, and see how it's going.
Yeah,
it's all in the wrist. It's all in the wrist.
Probably some of it was.
And in the jaw.
Probably some more over there.
Yes.
Some other places too.
Yes.
Now we've all watched porn.
Not me.
Not you.
Not me.
Participated. Often a tripod does not capture everything.
Mm.
So you need a cameraman.
Yes.
So why not have your 6-year-old daughter act as a cameraman? She's there.
She's small. She's nimble. She can get into tight spaces. I mean, you could get a midget, but Christ, you want to get paid, little kid, you know?
Now, you bring up something, though. She's small, so she has little hands. So manipulating a camera is not going to work. So she's going to record it on the cell phone. And there I think we're cutting corners, because I don't care how good your BlackBerry is.
Yeah.
It's not really going to give you the... There's too much pixelation. Is that jizz or just a spot? You know?
Yeah, no, you really want a camera. I mean, don't, you know, don't ham and egg it.
Well, apparently, this is going on for a while. Mom's not paying her daughter scale as a cameraman. So she complained to the man that was living with them, and now mom's facing charges on indecency with child by... With a child.
You don't live in Pango Pango, do you? Writing poetry? All right? Okay.
She faces up to 10 years in jail. Now, it's bad enough you're a whore, not you. Mm. Isn't it worse when you record it?
It's worse when you have your child to record it.
Let me ask you this. If you're one of the guys and you're into gangbanging and everything, I never was, isn't it kind of creepy when you got the 6-year-old kid? Film it. I mean,
it's creepy enough when there's a kid in a stand-up comedy show. Now I'm railing her mom and she's sitting there telling me to smile. Are you kidding me?
Railing her mom. There's a shadow on his car.
Mommy, what's that swinging back
Which
and forth?
Which brings up the point. Does a 6-year-old really know the nuances for cinematography, Joe?
Not really, no. They're not
I mean, and isn't it just bad porn? If all the shots are shot from the same low angle from behind the guy's balls, nobody wants to watch that video.
They're just banging into the
poor
lens.
Kids looking all pissed off,
yeah.
Because their little princess camera phone is all fucked up. His nuts are smacking up against it. Sweat's getting in her eyes. Like, hey, I can't get this wet. Now, the 6-year-old obviously had some skill because the mom admitted that this was done 3 times at least. Do you think that the 6-year-old's yelling cut when somebody comes too soon? Do it again! At least the 6-year-old wasn't the fluffer.
She's probably there in a little Hello Kitty.
That would be a compound show.
Yeah, she's probably sitting here in a little Hello Kitty raincoat.
my kid is almost 6. I just can't imagine.
No, because of course you can't imagine. You're a normal. You're not a creep.
Well,
you're not a creep. I mean, you're a creep, but you're
now,
not a creep.
Now, I figured the scenes had to be short, Joe. Because, you know, a 6-year-old's bladder does not hold out that
long. Neither is her attention span. You ever try this with a kid?
Well, maybe that's why, you know, that's a good point. Maybe that's why there were so many guys.
Yeah.
She got bored after one. Maybe it was for the kid.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they put a little smiley face on the head to make it look like a puppet show. Yeah.
My final question on this, and it's a serious question, is this mother a good mom? Because she showed...
We'll be back as we discussed, really.
No, because she's showing her daughter how to make babies. Over and over and over.
No, she's showing her daughter how to drink them.
Oh, my God. That is
That's funny. An auto joke, by the way. So anybody out there who's gay, I know. I get it.
That's funny. Well, I feel very good with my number 2, Joe. Do you got a number 2? Or am I going to sweep
Yeah, I got a number 2, all right.
I'm sure you do. I see a big scribble scrabble over there on the paper. Really fun with arts and crafts.
With do this written on there.
Well, I hope there's something underneath your doodle.
No. We can't kill the children?
No! And they can't be hurt badly.
All right, Janine. Defined badly.
Man, they can be emotionally scarred, but you can't touch the Joe, as you said, you can't screw the children.
You can't screw the children. You can just have them being screwed. All right, Geneva Espinoza, Irish gal, has put a strong case in for Mom of the Year. Pulled over for littering, cops smelled marijuana, saw her 3-year-old running free in the back seat, and found ecstasy, Xanax, and bags of coke in her panties.
I saw this.
And within reach of the kid.
Whose panties? The 6-year-old's?
I would believe.
Is it mom's?
I think mom's panties.
All right, because it's a 6-year-old. Now we're what I'm looking for. Well, that sounded terrible.
Now,
Yes, give me that ecstasy. Move that Smurfette underwear. That is disturbing.
Look at your little sportsy wall there with the baseball and the hockey. What are you, in the Wonder Years?
I'm glad you could stop the bit for that.
I got to save it. not at least not at your end, my end.
All right, so go on.
But anyway, they had bags of Coke in their panties, you know, which I guess is a fun time. I mean, you're going for one thing.
A lot of people have their drugs in orifices. This was just panties.
Yeah.
Now, I got to call bullshit right here. I lost the top April Fool when my guy had Coke in his ass and his brother ate it, and I didn't win. And I think that's much more heinous than underwear in the panties.
Yeah, but if this woman had, you know, ecstasy in her crotch, I would have ate it. Back to the hockey stick in the wall.
Stupid. All right. Is there more to that story? Is that it?
Oh, that's it.
I think mine's worse.
We can't kill the children?
No, we can't kill the children. I saw those awful stories, too. It was hard for me to pass them up as well. I think I got number two here with the porno, Joe.
Okay.
All right. It's cool. I'm going for the sweep again. Now, Joe blocked me on the April Fool's show. I swept the whole competition, except Joe got the number one.
Mm.
Now, this one is not as awful as far as what's actually going on
right.
as the other ones, but I just think the judgment, which is bad and involved. Yeah, I'll read it. I'm not as strong as this one as my number one, so you could beat me on this one. Mm. Mom lets 9-year-old drive with 10-month-old in car.
Well, who's going to navigate? Somebody's got to read.
GPS?
Yeah, somebody's got to read the map.
Map. Look at you dating yourself.
Well, so you can use a map. Hold on. You've never map quested something?
I've map quested.
All right. So map quest. What is map quest? The first word in the first word is map.
Well, listen, I really don't know what 10-month-old use.
All right.
Lori Rogers of Colorado let her 9-year-old drive her and her 10-month-old sister drive to McDonald's. They're all in the car. They were spotted because the 9-year-old was driving erratically, weaving, and having sudden stops.
Well, that's. which is odd because you know how well 9-year-olds drive.
Usually, they're great on the big wheels. just because the little girl can't see over the steering wheel, she looks like an 85-year-old woman. Now, the charges the 60-year-old Rogers face will include child abuse, reckless endangerment, and permitting an unauthorized minor to drive. Now, Joe, yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I thought you had a comment.
No.
I ask you, what is worse, that she's letting her 9-year-old drive or that they're going to McDonald's for dinner?
Going to McDonald's for dinner.
She has no regard.
I mean, at least she's trying to teach the kids some driving skills.
Now, how dumb is Rogers that she doesn't think this through? I mean, there's no way a 9-year-old can reach the fries and the burgers from the drive-thru window. You're going to have problems. She's going to have to stop the car, get out, walk up to the window, and then you're going to piss off the drivers behind you.
Yeah.
So not only are you bad mother, you're very inconsiderate. That's my one for number one, Joe.
Alrighty. Let's see. I got a Webster mom is accused of being so intoxicated that A Webster mom.
Is it a little black mom?
Maybe. It could be. A Webster mom is accused of being so intoxicated that she never noticed her 5-year-old son swallowing narcotics. Police said Ashley Christine Green. Why do these people always have three names?
Well, because they're going to die soon, so it's easy to remember them.
Gotcha. Ashley Christine Green, 29, was extremely intoxicated. And her apartment in South Kobayashi.
Maybe I could start dating her, too.
Yeah, Kobayashi, where they found her on Sunday. Investigators said the 5-year-old son had ingested narcotics to the point of also being intoxicated. The boy was taken to the hospital. Could you see the cops walking in and there's two people, like a little kid, like, look at the cops. Yeah.
Another drug story.
Yes.
What do you think's worse?
Hmm.
Drugs can kill, but so can car accidents.
So can McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's is a gateway drug.
I would say that no harm came to the children when they drove the car. No harm came, but this child was harmed.
Well, that's why I didn't want to have children harmed. That's why, you know, any time a child's harmed, it would automatically trump it.
Right.
So you can make that say you could say that really should be disqualified.
Well, no, because we didn't kill him, and the kid got better.
All right. There's that. But what about the fact that it's not just endangering the 9-year-old, but the 10-month-old, too? You got two kids.
Mm. But nobody got hurt.
No, nobody got hurt.
See?
All right.
See?
All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
So let's do our worst moms. Number three, mom wants kids to pee for drug test. Number two, mom has 6-year-old filmer gangbang. And number one, mom was too drunk to notice her kid getting all hopped up on the drugs. There it is, your worst moms of the past year.
Yes, give them all the big rounds of applause. Don't forget them. Send them flowers. Send them get well cars and
should I have gone with Gangbang Mama's number one?
Yeah. Look, not for nothing.
Gangbang Mom was the
not for nothing, you know.
Should we make Gangbang Mom number one and slide yours down?
You want to know something? We can't kill the children?
Can't kill the children.
All right, Gangbang Mom. I would make Gangbang Mom.
All right.
Numero uno.
Gangbang Mom.
Gangbang Mom.
All right, so it is 7:19. Have we made a decision on...
Well, have we been getting feedback? Let's see.
No, the feedback has stopped.
Mm.
But that's all right. We usually get feedback at the compound of other types of
I would think this.
I'm kind of nervous to call it a night. I really am.
Why?
Because she was so mean.
But you got to settle this. Look, if you got in a fight, let's say...
But if I settle it now, we can't have more fun.
Well, just tell her that you don't want to upset her, and then we're going to work on the money, and then Mr. Good Luck, or whatever his name is, you know, Mr. McClinton will call Mr.
Good Luck. How about you call as my attorney? Say that I'm too distraught to call, and that it's been up to you, and I've been...
Well, you're such a Jew, you have an attorney call for anything. Look.
Well, if I'm paying for it, might as well get my money for it.
Yeah. Give me your attorney call. You've got to do it, my friend. And if I was your attorney, I would tell you, and your therapist, you're a therapist attorney, I would tell you that you need to make the break, and you need to break the ice, and you need to call.
But what am I going to do? Am I going to grovel?
Well, yes.
I don't want to grovel.
Well, you love her.
I do love her. But here's the problem. Here's my problem with this. I can't have that, unless you're going to call Muhammad Goodluck now. Maybe if you call first, then I call. Go, listen, Michael McClinton just got off the phone. We only got 9 minutes on the stupid calling card. We can't do both tonight.
Look.
I guess we could. You want me to
call?
Could
you not tell the audience that they got 9 minutes on a calling card?
It's called Impossible.
Impossible, yeah, which is...
For $2, I bought it.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be to try to get all the phone calls in.
I bought it at a BP station. You know, Benin's very far. I never even heard of Benin before.
Of course.
All right, let's see. You want me to call?
I would call.
All right, now you can't fucking say anything.
All
right, what's my game plan here?
You were very upset. You think that things shouldn't have gone the way they did. You feel horrible that this thing that you had is now no longer.
What happens if she screams at me?
Well, tell her that you love her. And please, baby, you have to take my, you know, you got to work with me here on this.
I was kind of sinister in my last message to her.
But you have to apologize for that.
Fuck. All right. Let's see. Let's first see.
Love is knowing you can say you're sorry.
All right. Can you guys hear that all right? Is anybody out there? Radio nowhere. All right. Let me find her number. All right. Scooby-Doo. Joe, if you could fill in with some background music.
No, Sotros.
I don't feel good about this.
Calling my baby.
Your current prepaid balance is $2. Please enter the phone number you would like to call. Press ** at any time to go to the main menu.
Getting zero, back with one, my baby.
One, two, 9996 06.
My baby, seven, I'm coming six, to you.
I know, stupid.
5 seconds available for this call.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool, be cool.
Turn down your volume. This is gonna ring.
She's with some other guy, man.
All right. Well, that's live radio, folks. But don't worry. I'm
season of the guy, man.
I am sorry about that. But don't worry. I am going to Facebook her tomorrow and tell her I tried to call at 12:24 her time, earlier than usual, because I just want to work this out. I am heartbroken and distraught.
How could things go this way? It's just inconceivable, and you need to bring this back.
I can try to call her again in a little while before we go off the air, if you want to do that, Joe.
We'll see.
All right. I did try. I'm sorry, people. There's only so much I can do. You know, love does not come easy.
No, love does not come easy, and you have to work these things out.
You know, but I was like, I always harken back to what would Tesla say, and they always say, love will find a way.
Yes. through a $9 phone card. You bought it BP.
Only the best for my baby. What do you think? I'm going to call her on my phone? I don't think so. I don't want this maniac calling me. Do you understand how many phone calls this woman is going to get over the course of this show? Her life, the hell is just starting for her. We're still in the I give a shit phase. She's going to be hearing calls from Dice Clay. We have other impersonators. She's going to be getting calls from ex-wives, from attorneys. She's going to be hearing seagulls. She's going to be hearing explosions. And it's going to be at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 in the morning. Nobody scorns me. No. Nobody scorns me. I have the $426 to pay your phone bill and internet, you whore.
I don't think money's enough now.
Money's always enough, my friend.
She said your money's not enough. She told you your money is no good.
She friended 9 more people on Facebook. Maybe their money will be enough.
No, but she can't wander like that. She has to know where her true love is, that your relationship is more worth more than that 428 clams.
All right. I mean, she's a religious person, so maybe she'll take pity.
They're religious.
All right. We got the I'm so not used to working with a time frame. I'm so used to us, because at TBQ we were like very scheduled.
Yes.
But at the compound, it's like, well, Anthony's still up, right? I guess we can keep going.
God, yeah.
But it's different now, because we got unsigned hype following us on More Like Radio afterwards. Yes. So we got to get off on 8. Comedy awards. We don't usually cover award shows, because we're usually not that interested.
But as comics, we thought it was our duty to
report
back. Joe,
can we get
back
a little comics in the news music, please?
Yes.
Okay, Joe. Joe, do we really need comics in the news music?
Yes, we do. Yes, all we right.
I feel like I let everybody down with the Flory phone call tonight, but I'll try harder.
Yes, we do.
All right, Joe, a little comics. Here we go. No, we're not going there.
We're going there. Hold on.
Perfect. All right. Well, you know what? For as far as glitches, that's not major. What's it doing? Is it recognizing it? All right. Fuck it.
Well, so much for that.
Comics
in the news.
There we go. Comedy Awards. All right. Did you watch the awards show?
I most certainly did.
Were the awards as boring to you as almost every other award show?
No, it was different because you got to understand when you let me stop horsing around this thing. When you do regular award shows, actors and musicians got their heads so far up their ass, they have absolutely no sense of humor. So now when you have a show where it's just a theater full of comics, you have a lot more free rein to, you know, to horse around. And have
so it, you enjoyed it more.
I actually did more. Yeah, it's, you know, look, most awards shows suck. But with at least with the comedy awards, I mean, it's everybody's lightened up, you know.
I'm going to go on record and say that this is the least attractive awards show ever.
Really?
Like, you look around, usually, you know, the Hollywood, the singers, you got hot babes, good-looking guys. Like you said, you got a bunch of actors. We're generally not the most attractive people.
No, we're not.
So, even Cameron Diaz didn't show up, and she was up for an award.
Yeah.
That would have helped. Now, the nominees for the best stand-up special were Patton Oswalt.
Right.
Norm Macdonald, Louis C.K., Colin Quinn, and Daniel Tosh.
Right.
What does it say about where we are in comedy that there's, like, no newcomers on there?
Well, you know what, though? The thing about it is that Louis C.K. won it, which is really good. And I love Colin Quinn as well. And basically the guys that, you know, and Daniel Tosh, I think, was like in the running, like, well, he didn't win.
Well, he's on Comedy Central, so they had to throw it to him.
But I think Daniel Tosh.
But there's nobody, like, I remember growing up back in the day, like on HBO, a lot of these specials were people you never heard of before. And then they would have like these breakout specials.
Right.
You know, these are all people that have been, you know, around. Everybody knows these people.
But you got to understand that there's been so back in when Rodney Dangerfield had the Young Comedian Special, the comedy boom was just starting. Mm-hmm. It was just starting, and there was really no outlets for comedy. So basically, every week you saw people that were up and comers. Nowadays, you got the internet. You got, you know, you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of up and comers.
There are, but still, I mean, these guys are not making some cornball, you know, sort of special. I mean, Collins' special was really innovative
and it was
really
Broadway.
Good. Yeah, and really, really good. Louis C.K. is always one of the most cutting-edge guys out there. And Daniel Tosh is also another cutting-edge guy. So you're not, you know, you're not saying, look,
You were fine with it.
I was fine with it, and I'll tell you why. Larry the Cable Guy is a guilty pleasure of mine. You know, that cornball humor cracks me up.
Maybe we should have laughed at Flory.
Yeah. But here's the deal. If it was that Larry the Cable Guy won over Louis C.K. or Colin or Dane, I would have been pissed. Because, his stuff is kind of hacky, where these other guys really got cutting-edge stuff. So,
I mean, I would have liked to have seen some people that I hadn't really heard, but that's fine. I get you. Were you surprised that there wasn't a traditional host? They just had, like, Andy Richter doing it from a booth.
Yeah, it was.
Did you like that?
Yeah, you know, some moments it was good. Some moments it was, it was
kinda
like
weird
yeah.
that people walking through as Andy Richter is like doing his little thing.
But
everything.
It's different.
It's different. I guess.
It's different. I mean, you have the host go out there with the regular jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah. The jokes are gonna die.
It's gonna die. So they're doing something different. So you got to give them that.
How was Saturday Night Live nominated for best writing?
Saturday Night Live, and how in the hell does Saturday Night Live get nominated for anything? The skits are off of the skits. The sketches are god awful. The drag on forever. I have never seen a lousy bit being beat to death. And if
Joe, we've worked together. You've seen me.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, the one thing that gets me is anybody that's been on Saturday Night Live will always tell you they're always fighting to get bits on. They're always fighting to get bits on.
Yeah, Magic's not making the cut.
Yeah, and there's all and they only do a certain amount of bits. Why can't they get a lot more bits in that are probably better, and then cut the size of the bits down, because a lot of the sketches are god awful, and not only are they god awful, they just drone on. How in the hell did he get a nomination for best writing
night? They feel like they have to give him. I don't think. Listen, I don't watch it all the time. I rarely watch it, I'll be honest with you, but because of the same thing that you said, the sketches just go on and on. If they would make those 15-minute sketches 5-minute sketches, they'd be fine.
Yeah, right. Now I watch. The only reason why I watch Saturday Night Live is usually when it's on, I get home from a show, and by then I usually don't eat before I gig, so I get home and I'll eat my dinner during the show, and I can only like stomach 10 minutes, if that, and I got to try to find a Comedy Central special or something like
that. Really? That makes you feel better?
Compared to what that is? Yeah, I think Saturday Night Live is such an institution that nobody can really touch it. I think there was a lot of good shows that were, I mean, Mad TV was really good. And even before that, Living Color was great. And also,
State was great.
SCCTV.
Oh yeah, well that was in the beginning.
And those guys went, those guys went against Saturday Night Live earlier.
Saturday Night Live's had success. It's just I don't. You know.
It depends. You see, the thing with Saturday Night Live, it depends on the mixture of what you have season to season. There were some seasons where it's got awful. There's some seasons where you got good writers and you got really good, good writers and good performers on there, and it's really good. It depends, it's year to year. I think that's what's getting it by, because some people go, maybe next year they'll have it. It's like being a Met fan.
I just don't think it should have been nominated.
No, it should not. Absolutely not.
I did think the director of Bridesmaids gave a funny speech.
Yes.
Where the actor come up and you saw his wife was just howling and everything.
How funny was that?
I thought that was well done.
That was really good.
I thought that was a case of we're not being different to be different like the Andy Richter thing,
right,
but being different and funny.
Right, and that was really, really good.
Category, funniest person on Twitter. Really? Do we really need that? I mean, come on. And it's all people that, it's all famous people. There are very funny people on Twitter, I am sure, that nobody's ever heard of. But really, it's 140 characters. Does it really need an award?
All right, let's get into that. And the Charlie Sheen one won. I think the Charlie
Sheen. No, that was a different thing. That was viral videos.
Oh, viral video. Okay.
No, I'm talking about, they didn't show it, but they had the category for funniest person on Twitter.
Okay. Maybe I missed that one. Maybe yeah. I was taking a leak or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Passed out, stupid. No. At least you don't have a whooping cough, so I'll let it slide.
I didn't pass out.
Now, I don't. I think the Twitter thing's ridiculous. Is his show a sketch show? Not that even Louis C.K. was blown away by that. Louis won like 4 or 5 awards. the picture shouldn't be a microphone. It should just be Louis C.K. at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he won like 4 or 5. It's not a sketch show.
Yeah. No, it's just very turning, cutting edge show. It's not, again, not a sketch show, because sketches are like, we'll do this and we'll do that. A lot of good thing about Louis C.K. that I like the shows is that sometimes, and if you're not a comic, maybe you don't get it, but there was a really good show where his buddy, who played the road comic? There was a great show where he had a buddy who was a road comic.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't remember the episode, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and
oh, it was the guy who always gets kicked out of Stanhope.
Yeah, it was Stanhope as the road comic, and it was a great scene where Greg Rogel and him, Greg Rogel is a city comic, was going against Stanhope, you know, and it's a very in thing where a lot of city comics and road comics do not like each other. And it was a good insight.
That well, I don't have a problem with Louis C.K. winning awards. I just don't think he should be winning an award as a sketch show.
Mm.
I don't have a problem with Louis C.K. I could care less. I like Louis C.K. He's fine, but it's not a sketch show. It's a sitcom.
I would say more of a sketch. No, you know what? I would say it's more of a sketch show.
How is that?
Well, because it's not a sketch is.
It follows the same thread throughout the show.
It does, but it's.
A sketch show has all different things that aren't really related to each other. That's why they're a sketch.
Yeah, but I think his writing is so different on the show and the way it's shot, which, you know, it's more as a sketch.
By like a six-year-old girl?
No, that's porno. That's a whole different award show.
My favorite awards.
best money shot by a minor.
Oh, my God. Well, if it's a money shot by a minor, you can get away with it.
Well, not money by a minor, but film by a minor. Cinematography. I filmed all the wee-wees. Yes, you did film all the wee-wees, dear.
This is awful. Oh, if only Anthony was here.
Yeah.
That is awful. You're a terrible human being.
I'm not a terrible human being. I'm just goofing on it.
You're a funny man.
I
thought the Daily Show acceptance speech was good.
Yes.
What do you think of the awards for viral videos? Here's my problem with their they were picked all viral videos that were starring people that we all knew.
Yes.
It's like, well, there's plenty of videos. Like, I like the thing they did beforehand with the kittens. I mean, with the puppies and the dancing kids and everything.
Yeah.
That was kind of good. But that's what a viral video is.
Yeah.
Not starring, you know, some what famous people are doing on their lunch break.
You know what, though? Drive Safely. They had the auto safety video.
Okay.
Where the woman was driving, and she was driving down the road, and she almost hit.
Oh,
she almost hit the guy. Now that was funny.
I understand.
I let my ass off.
I understand, but like viral videos usually crop up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, none of these came.
Here's the deal with that. Here's the deal with that too. That video, the one with Hitler, was very funny. The rest of them sucked. They were awful.
Awful.
They were awful.
I like the you know, I didn't watch any of these videos, I'll be honest, but I saw the little clips.
Yeah.
I like the 7 minutes of heaven.
It was awful.
Kind of reminded me of anyway. Actually, I was never in 7 minutes of heaven, but now I'm going to try to get 9 minutes in Africa.
Huddle, yes. Huddle. Huddle, huddle.
Robin Williams, icon. Really? Now, if you want to take him for his acting, you know, he's a big actor. But as a comic, I know he was big, but he's also got this reputation of being a thief. I got a real problem with calling a thief an icon.
Well, let's see how the voting is done.
let's go to the tabulation.
Oh, no, the voting
is 1,500, like, writers, performers, and industry people, which means people who aren't taking my phone calls.
Right. But Robin Williams, when Robin Williams first came out, and, you know, he's done a lot of good work, and his stand-up was pretty good. Even if he's stealing, you know, I don't like people that steal.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's taking a bit, somebody's bit, and he's turning and making a better bit, you know.
He's stealing bits! There's other people we could have given it to. We could have given it to Cosby. I argued that last year.
Mm.
Last year they gave it to Eddie Murphy. You got to give that to Cosby's still walking this planet. You got to give that to Cosby. Cosby's an icon. He was an actor. He was a TV star, a movie star, commercial star, and still touring successful comic. That man's an icon. When Jerry Seinfeld goes to watch your show on purpose, he's an icon.
When Jerry Seinfeld goes to watch your show and hangs on every word that you say backstage, and then Jerry Seinfeld goes to the Comedy Cellar and explains the story to Chris Rock, who is hanging on every word Jerry Seinfeld says about what Cosby said, that's an icon.
That's an icon. If we're going to give it to Robin Williams at some point, fine, I guess. And I made this argument last year on my old show, which is when I started doing this. We gotta give it to guys like Cosby first. Give it to Roseanne. Roseanne was an icon. She's an icon. She was huge. She's still a star. People still hang on her every word. Not to the Cosby level, but you still got Phyllis Diller walking around. She's an icon.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, You know, I guess because he... Because
he said he'd come.
Yeah. Could be.
His last HBO special stunk.
Oh, yeah.
Weapons of Yich.
But I guess if you look at the body of work as a comic, you know, he was so different and, you know...
Yeah, well, sure, it's easy to be different when you're taking the best of everybody. Roseanne is still huge. By that, I mean fat. Thanks, Jim. Come on, she had the finish phase, and she got her face taken in, and, you know.
Yeah, looks like he was sucked in by a Hoover.
God. Club Comics Tour. You want a fucking Club Comics Tour? Come with me on the road. I'll show you a tour. Have SWAT teams called. Sleep in your car.
Go to a Sears. Try to find some guy from the night before and throw ice at him.
I'll give you a tour. Don't give me I'm working improvs and funny bones. But have the tour of, as Joe likes to say, Davin playing the urine trough. And as Anthony likes to say, if I'm lucky, they move the pool table.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the Southern tour we took. 4 major southern cities, and we'll be 40 miles west of them. That was our tour. I think the biggest tower was Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah, still doing comedy.
Yeah.
I think the highlight for me of the whole thing was Don Rickles.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That speech, funny. Intelligent, heartwarming. Nailed every. That's one of the best speeches.
But
you
not
ever...
even. Not only that. Not only that. It was the Johnny Carson Award that he won. He went into so many stories and told you how special Johnny Carson was.
Just knocked it out of the
park. And it wasn't all me. He told you how special Johnny was, and that winning the award, how special it meant. To, you know how it was. You know how special it was for him. Was really, really cool. And it was just a great speech. And Don Rickles is just, you know, I read his book, you know, and he's just such a great guy, and it's really cool that he's still around.
I thought that was one of the best speeches I've ever seen.
Right. And the guy is, how old is he?
84.
And he's still gigging. He's still gigging.
Yeah, well, so are we, but not by choice.
Yeah.
84, we'll still be, I'll be still sleeping in my car. Yeah. I'll just have like a therapeutic pillow. But here, now here's my thing. You bring up Don Rickles. You hold him in great reverence. I hold him in great reverence. I don't think the average person does. I don't think he gets the respect, the iconic respect that he does. That he should, I should say.
I think he does, because basically Don Rickles is very, even though he's rough around here, he's very likable and he's very lovable. You know?
No, but I'm not saying whether people like his act. But when you don't hear him in everyday conversation. People, it's about, what comics do you like? I like Dane Cook. I like Seinfeld. I like Chris Rock. I like Larry the Cable Guy. It's almost like Don Rickles gets forgotten.
Because he's from a different generation.
And by me too.
But it's like the blues. You talk about blues players, you know, who are good, like you talk about Clapton and stuff like that, and you know, Joe Bonamassa. But you know, sometimes people don't mention Muddy Waters. He was there. He's one of the original guys.
So you think he gets the respect?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know, man.
Absolutely.
I really we should make it a point to go down and see him next time he's in AC. We should make that road trip.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that.
Yeah.
So that is your comedy, the Comedy Central Awards. Now we have a question, Joe, I'm asking. Do I try to call my beloved again, or do we move on with the show? I mean, the beloved phone call went nowhere because stupid didn't pick up.
I think she's still asleep. I think we
of course she's asleep. It's 12:42. Stupid. Of course she's asleep.
Don't take it out on me because you destroyed about I'm your sorry. Love light.
You know what, Joe?
Love life.
I'm sorry. You're right. I was lashing out.
Yes.
I should have asked you to borrow the $426 for internet and phone.
Fuck you.
All right. She kind of feels the same way about me.
I can see how that pattern could start.
Oh, this is terrible. Those who I hold.
See how I instantly turn negative?
Yes. The people who I hold dearest to me, Joe Curry and Flory Howard, FLORE_Howard@hotmail.com. Absolutely. I do not want you to send her viruses. I do not want you to send her horrible things.
That's his gal. You heard him.
I do not want you to send pictures.
That's his best gal.
I do not want you to send pictures of penises or viruses. I do not. What was the email? Marianne.
If you do send the penises,
Marianne,
make sure.
I will not repeat the email, which is FLORE_Howard, HOWARD@hotmail.com.
Right.
I will not repeat. I will not do that at all.
And if you are going to send penises, make sure they weren't filmed by a 6-year-old girl.
Why not? They have that undershort. That,
that undershort?
I fucked up. Yeah, yeah. Really? You've been stuttering all night and I let it go.
I did not. You know what? You lashed out at yourself. I was a total gentleman on it.
I spelled her name wrong the first time. Stupid. No, there's no I. Wait, is there an I? Dude, not wink send any hate mail. No, I think I don't.
Dude,
think
that's your chick. You don't know how to spell a name?
She doesn't know how to spell her name.
Point taken.
She doesn't know how to spell much of anything. No, there is absolutely no I in Flory. There's no I in team. It's Flore. Howard. It's her real name. There's no lies. Do not send anything horrible to her.
Yes, please do not. Yeah. She's a sweet girl who's a little confused and a little broke.
Absolutely. And listen, do not put horrible things on her Facebook page.
Yes.
Where, I mean, not. Just because you could go to Davin Rosenblatt's Facebook page and find her as my friend, Flory Howard, do not post horrible things on her wall.
Please do not.
That would be awful.
It's a horrible thing when you're living in a hut somewhere. You know, and
living in a hut somewhere. Flory the hut.
Flory the hut.
But she can't be in a hut. She's got internet and phone.
Huts can have internets and phone.
Yeah, internet. Never saw that.
Internets like that. Okay, George Bush. Thank you very much. Internets. Asshole.
Not George Bush. Flory Howard.
Flory Howard. Flory Howard. Remember that name, folks. Davin's gal. Flory Howard.
I love her. But don't tell her that we were talking, people. She's not happy with me. She won't give you the attention that you deserve.
That's right.
Now, I put this out there to all the listeners, and it's lighting up a little bit here. I'm thinking about writing a book about this, because I have all this. There was so much stuff I couldn't get to last show, because Joe was getting ornery, and Anthony was getting hornery, and me and Pip were just having a gay old time. But there was so much. I'm thinking about putting this in a book. And maybe the proceeds will go to pay the phone bill.
I think it's a great idea, because the way to clear your soul is to write your feelings, to write it out, pour it out. That's why people blog. That's why, you know, you need to get
your
feelings.
That's where a lot of comedy comes from.
Yes, you need to get your feelings out on paper.
That's a good idea, Joe.
Yes.
Fortunately, it's already all on the computer. I just have to put my thoughts in. It's amazing how that worked out for me. It's amazing how I wasted a week and a half and I'm trying to capitalize on it.
Your thoughts, that won't take much disk space. But anyway.
All right, we got about 4 minutes till we got to start wrapping this up. So I don't think we can call my beloved. I don't know how to tell you this, Davin, but I think your beloved dumped you on Facebook. Ouch! 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 No, Marianne, no! Why? Why do you say that? Because she's cursing at me? She's just angry. I can't find her. Oh, that's right. She's not my friend. I'm sorry. That's right. She defriended me. My bad. Just search Flory Howard and the picture of a blonde girl sitting with sunglasses.
Looks like she's taking a dump in a bucket.
Yes. Well, maybe there's a drug test coming up.
You get your kids
yes,
for that.
Yes, you're right. You can't find her. But if you search Flory Howard, she's there. She's the only Flory Howard, I believe. And it's like a blonde girl with shades on sitting there. Maybe I should do is, since me and her aren't going to be together anymore, I will maybe send the link, although I think somebody just did. Maybe, let me just double check. Because you know what? Why shouldn't other people find the love that I found? You know? As Tesla said, love will find a way.
Love of a lifetime.
A little firehouse. Let me just do this.
Yeah.
I like firehouse.
Yeah.
I didn't have to open for him.
Try opening for him.
Yeah, I'd rather not. All right. You know what? Should we, I don't think, let's do a real quick Drunks in the News, Joe. Let's do it, because we got about 3 minutes. Then we'll do our plugs and do our tribute to Rich Ramirez, which I will get to in a little bit. Drunks in the News is something we do every week. Now, Benjamin Franklin was a bit of a lush, so he had drunken terms, over 200 of them. And this week's Benjamin Franklin drunken term is, after...
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Wow. There's reverb on that one. Benjamin Franklin's drunken term of the week is bewitched. If you got too messed up, you were bewitched. I don't know which bewitched you were, Darren 1 or Darren 2. But
nonetheless, you were bewitched.
So all you listeners out there, if you're fucked up, you're not fucked up, you're bewitched.
You're bewitched. Da-da-da-da-da-dun,
da-dun, you're a funny man.
Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right. So now, this week's Drunken News. Originally, when we were going to do this one last week on the compound, but we ran out of time. This we had a video for, but I will just explain. Basically, what kids are doing is they're taking hand sanitizer, the gels, and they're distilling it and getting fucked up off of it. That's what they're doing. Is that pretty much it, Joe? Did I miss anything?
Yep. There are kids out there that have a Purell lab set up.
There's nothing wrong when you get pulled over for smelling like scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah. It's just they're boiling Purell. Listen to me. You don't want your kids doing this, and you don't. And I have to show my ID to buy cough medicine. Get your kids back on pot. All right, put them back on pot so I can. I don't have to show my ID to buy cold pills. All right.
Okay, heartfelt. I agree with you.
I can't stand it. You go to buy Vic's daycare. You got to show your ID. Like, oh, you can make methamphetamine. I got 102 fever. I'm gonna run a meth lab.
They're still giving you cigarettes. They don't really care about that.
They don't care about that. No.
Joe, here's the thing I found the most disturbing about the report. They actually showed on the video on the report, the news report.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it. Like, get the strainer and everything. Do you really need a how-to circling on the internet? Is that really necessary?
Kids, we don't want you doing this. However, if you need to know, I will show you.
Yeah.
I like this. Doctors recommend parents monitor their liquid hand sanitizer. Like, you're going to draw little black marks on the bottle.
That's funny.
Like you do on the like you used to do in the liquor bottle, and then buy the foam version instead.
Yeah, but wouldn't the kids just, like, snort the foam?
Yeah, believe me, you can't keep kids from getting high. No. So if you're a parent out there, just put booze in the liquor cabinet, weed in their pocket, and cut the nonsense.
Now, Joe, I will make the argument that maybe we should be proud because our kids are using science, and we're falling behind.
Well, not really.
No?
I mean, it's like you used to make hash oil and stuff like that.
I never did.
You know, and all that stuff. There was a little science involved with that.
All right, so you think it's status quo?
I think it's status quo.
All right, listen, you're the drug addict, not me.
Yes.
Don't know. Isn't this really just clean living, though, Joe?
Well, yes, because you're using a sanitizer.
Exactly. Now, whatever happened to getting your older brother or friends to buy you beer? Your older friend? Why are our kids reduced to hand sanitizer?
Because
isn't this sad?
We've got too strict on making kids from drinking and keeping them from drugs, and they're going to use this. Put them back on drugs.
Yeah, but you used to be able to ask your older sibling or something.
Maybe they can't get it either.
The one who's legal, dummy.
Hmm.
I don't mean the 15-year-old asking the 16-year-old.
He's busy at Occupy Wall Street. He's got no time to get you there.
Don't you start that.
I didn't say anything. I just said where he could be.
Let me ask you this, since you're a drug addict.
Little be this, Batman.
Have you ever taken a household product and gotten wasted off of it?
Yes, I tried to.
But don't crack up before you tell the story.
I tried to snort a can of Pam cooking spray.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because I'll tell you why.
So your fingers wouldn't stick?
Yeah. Hold on,
we got a guess. Hey, guys, I stayed home to cook up some hand sanitizer wine. It's great. Now, which sanitizer goes with chicken and meat? You can't just leave us hanging. I mean, do you use a Purell or a Dial with fish? What goes with pork? These are questions we need to know.
Very important questions indeed. So I was a lumberjack up in the Maine woods. And I had no money and stuff like that. And me and the guys tried to get high. So we figured if we get high, we could probably get high off an aerosol. So one of my buddies, the only thing we had was a can of Pam cooking spray.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to snort it.
You just couldn't be straight, could you?
No.
Now, how did it work out?
I was able to shoot a loogie about 97 feet, but that's about it.
Well, now, what's the whole point? You're trying to get the gas out of it?
You're trying to get the aerosol out of it.
So why didn't it work?
Because we were stupid.
Well, something don't.
And I think
we were stupid because you were doing stuff like this. Maybe
we use it a cooking oil. You know, I mean,
awful. You know what? Listen, I've been very clean. I've never done a drug. I've never
pussy.
I don't think it's a pussy, Joe. No. You know, just because my family can feel safe that when they put away the sanitizers and cleansers, I'm not going to indulge. I don't think that makes me a pussy, Joe. I think I'm setting a good example. You know, how would I feel if I walk in and my kid's all fucking shit-faced with, like, Purell or gel hanging out of her face? Next thing I know, we can't keep wet naps in the house anymore.
Snort them.
Yeah.
You've been snorting these wet naps.
Hey, Pip Helix checked in.
Hey, Pip. How you feeling, sweetie?
Feel better, Pip?
Yes, we miss you.
We tried to call. She wouldn't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Now Pip's chiming. Oh, please, Davin, you've been snorting the comment for years. Yeah, it's those type of comments that don't help.
Yeah.
It's like she's here, Joe.
Yes. We miss Pip.
We do miss Pip. She'll hopefully be back next week.
Yay!
All right. Joe, if you saw your friends doing this, would you take a shot? You probably would. You would. You're a maroon.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's...
At what age?
Yesterday.
No.
All right.
Say 18. Most likely.
You're at the compound.
Right.
It's 1:30.
Right.
Somehow the bar ran dry.
Ooh, don't say things.
Anthony
like that.
Had one of the little biddies running around. They've set up a whole little buffet.
Right.
Anthony says, do it, you pussy. Right. Everybody's there. Jimmy Norton's screaming at you. You know,
I think Jimmy Norton would be there.
Joe, Anthony's brother's yelling at you.
Okay, it's more like it.
And there's a chance that if you do it, they'll give you $50 to pay off your Michael McClinton logo. Would you do it?
All in, yeah.
All right, that's what I thought. You peer pressure pussy, you. We got to get out of here in 6 minutes. Quickly, Joe, our plugs. I'll do plugs first. I'll do the plugs first. We're going to do this quickly, then we're going to say quickly a tribute to our friend. I want to thank you, morelikeradio.com, who is carrying us. They will carry us every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8. We're going to be on Tuesdays from now on, whether our maniac in the compound is ready to go or not. Yeah, usually when we're at the compound, we're going to do a longer show and sign up. But thank you to morelikeradio.com. They got a bunch of great shows out there. You should check them out, all of them. Joe, are you ready yet? No. Also, thank you to the Conti and Kenny Show. Check them out. They're a mix of alcoholism and arrogance, and I do believe More Like Radio carries them, too. Also, the Kerry Edelman Show, which is coming on right after my show, if you want to switch to another station. Or you can stay right here for Unsigned Hype. They do a bunch of interviews and everything. You definitely want to check her out. No?
Yes. And then you also have the Regular Guy podcast can be heard on iTunes.
You mean the Some Guy Show?
The Some Guy Show on Stitcher Radio. We feature comics and celebrities while discussing anything and everything. We are made up of creator Jay Such at the Some Guy Show, stand-up comic, and writer Ren, a.k.a. Desk Chicken at the Desk Chicken, and comic and creep Joe Kearney, and we can find on our Facebook fan page. So check that out. Also check out Hate Speech Radio. And let's see.
I think that's it. I think I got it for
that's
you.
That's about it.
The Some Guy Show, Hate Speech Radio, excellent shows. Joe, what do you got coming up this week?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night, Thursday night, and Friday night. Check it out, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And then if you are in the Connecticut area, I will be at Mohegan Sun Casino performing on Saturday night, 8 o'clock show. So come on down for that.
I want to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. They've been sponsoring us since our days at TVQ. They are really kicking ass with the karate and the self-defense.
No pun intended.
Well, there you go. They got a brand new sensei. She's great. So you get the younger perspective. She's trained. They got new instructors that have just graduated. Plus, you got sensei Russ Ferdico, who is still kicking ass and one of the best teachers and best with little kids and adults around. Also, thank you to JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
James Thomas Webb.
Every website that I have, James has done all the updates, all the putting our old shows up. That's James Thomas. Check him out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com. Sidesplitting Productions for your comedians, DJs, people who are snort Pam. You want them, we got them.
That's right.
Sidesplitting Productions presents a comedy show this week at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. This is a great place. They're usually sold out. This is going to be the first show that might not be sold out for the first time in a decade. We got Vic DiBattista coming down. Vic's hilarious. Check them out. Numbers 201-384-1551.
When is that show?
That is Wednesday night.
I can tell you I've done that place three times. The food is incredible. Vic is unbelievable. Go to that show. If you're going to do anything this week, go to that show.
We got 3 minutes. It really justifies more time. First of all, Joe, cue the music up because we're going to have to get out right on the buzzer. Don't put it on yet.
Yeah, it's in.
Okay. I'm just going to speak very briefly. We lost a comedy brother this week, Rich Ramirez, who was a great national headliner. He was in the movie Punchline. He'd been in a bunch of things. And besides being a great comic, he was a really sweet guy. He helped me put out my first CD. He helped me with that, hooked me up with the guy who recorded it. He helped me when I needed original music for a bit. Rich was giving his input. He had a lot of struggles in his life. He had liver problems, kidney problems.
And he fought through all of them. He was really a fighter, and he showed you know, how to live your life like a gentleman. He was a really good guy. He helped Davin out. He also helped me out. I was his acting partner for some stuff. He helped me out with several gigs and referrals, and he was always a pleasure and a gentleman to work with. And if you were working with him that weekend, you knew it was going to be a good weekend. It's just a shame he was a very sweet guy, and we lost him way too young.
You know, a real testament to Rich. Yesterday, Joe and I went down to the wake, and unfortunately, I've been to quite a few wakes, and the place was packed. Joe,
you couldn't even move.
I mean, couldn't even move. And it was weird, like, cause the room where the body was jam packed with family, friends, and you just heard applause. I thought it was a Rich Ramirez show, but you know, you just heard applause and everything. It was just packed, and there was people from the comedy industry there. There was newer comics than me. There was, you know, Joe and me are about the same. There was Rich's peers, because Rich has been doing this
30 years. 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know,
say about 30 years.
Do yourself a favor, go on YouTube or something. Check out RichRamirez.com. I mean, just a sweet guy. We lost, you know, just went way too soon.
Way too soon.
So,
you sweet guy.
Joe, hit the music.
All right. Cue the music. Release the doves.
Once it cues up.
Once it cues up.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Ah, the show comes to a sputtering. Denouement. What the hell's going on with this stupid thing? All right. Well, you know what, guys? Stick around on morelikeradio.com. You got Unsigned Hype coming up. There's the music. Unsigned Hype is coming up. There a lot of they spotlight a lot of rappers, a lot of music that you don't hear on the regular radio stations. Stick around for that. We're going to be back here every Tuesday. This is Plan B. Plan B is in effect. You're either going to watch us on the compound or you're going to hear us here. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, you tell no one. Either way.
Good night.
Keep on watching and listening. Thank you, guys. Thank you, More Like Radio. We're out of here.